Green new flop, Ford delays production at electric vehicle plant in Tennessee, cancels all electric SUV. By John Binder on August 21, 2024. Ford Motor Company is delaying production of an all-electric pickup truck at its electric vehicle EV plant in Stanton, Tennessee, while canceling plans to produce an all-electric SUV. On Wednesday, Ford executives announced they are pumping the brakes on EV investments. Ford's mix of annual capital expenditures dedicated to pure electric vehicles will decline to 30% from about 40%, the Detroit News reports. In 2027, Ford will launch two all-electric pickups, a medium-sized truck built on the platform designed by its California Skunk Works teams and the next-generation F-Series truck at the new Tennessee Electric Vehicle Center. The company didn't specify where the mid-size pickup will be built. The launch of the full-size truck codenamed Project T3 in the second half of 2027 is postponed by 18 months, emphasis added. Additionally, Ford is canceling plans to launch a forthcoming three-row SUV as an EV. Instead, it will launch as a hybrid, though the automaker declined to specify when or where. It originally has been expected to launch at the company's Oakville assembly plant in Ontario, but Ford instead opted to expand Super Duty truck production there, emphasis added. While production of the all-electric truck planned for Ford's Stanton plant will be delayed, the plant will start producing cells for an all-electric van toward the end of next year. The Stanton plant, known as Blue Oval City, is currently under construction. Ford is increasingly backing off a full EV strategy, as are other automakers. Last December, a leaked planning memo from Ford executives revealed that the automaker would only produce about 1,600 F-150 Lightning trucks a week at its Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan. Ford had initially planned to produce about 3,200 F-150 Lightning trucks a week at the plant. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.